Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, let's go right up to Tallahassee. Willie Taggart, the new FSU head football coach, joins us this morning. Willie, how you doing?
I am doing excellent. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing great and trying to get caught up. We appreciate you taking some time before everything you got going on, including that early signing date. And by the way, how far for you and all the coaches that have just recently taken jobs, did you feel like you're playing catch up, trying to get in on this early recruiting class and this national signing date tomorrow?
You do when you come in, because you have some guys that's committed that you're trying to get to know and introduce yourself to, and you have some guys that decommitted that you're trying to get back on board, or other guys that you like out there. So, and then you have a short period of time, and I think we all know when it comes to recruiting, it all comes back to relationships and all. So it's tough to build a relationship in a short amount of time, but you got to go out there, you got to try and see where you fall.
Willie, you're out in Oregon. You just finished your first year. How shocked were you? I was surprised that Jimbo ends up leaving. It's one thing to hear a guy barking a little bit and you hear things aren't great, but you're going, leverage to get something done or get a new contract. How surprised were you to see Jimbo leave that job?
I was surprised. I was kind of like everyone else. Didn't think that it would happen. I guess this quick or whatever. And Coach Fisher had been here for a long time and done a great job here. So it was very surprising, I think, to everyone.
Willie, first appearance here on the show. It's a perfect time for you to break some news. Who's your new defensive coordinator?
We'll see here soon.
I thought I'd beat you, Coach. And I thought it was going to work there.
Damn, Zach, that was good, man. That's I thought you and Willie talked or something like that. You know, it's funny because I'm sitting there watching Mario Cristobal, Oregon, and play Boise State, and I'm going, man, I wonder if he and Willie are talking a little bit. Like, look, you take this coach, but you got to let me have this guy. How is that when Mario, who's been kind of your right-hand guy, he gets the job, so how did you guys work that out? Like, hey, look, I want my coaches, leave them alone, and no, I need them here. Do you talk about those things?
No, we don't. You know, I think for me, and this is my fourth time taking over a program, and I think when hiring coaches, you got to make sure that they're the right fit for where you're at, you know, and so that's one thing that I'm doing here at FSU. Just because it was the right fit at Oregon doesn't necessarily mean that it's the right fit here at FSU. So it's really important that I get the right fit when it comes to coaches and to get the program back to where it belongs.
Willie, a lot of times coaches take over a new team and they have to kind of put everything together. You're taking over a loaded roster with a quarterback coming back from injury. That's got to be a nice start to your tenure there in Tallahassee.
Well, yeah. I mean, you look at it and again, first time you're taking over a program where it's not necessarily a rebuild, it's just a realignment. And again, we have some talent on this football team, and it's going to take some growing with both of us as players and coaches to get to know each other and coming together and making sure we hold these guys accountable to doing the things that they say they were going to do when they came here. So it's going to be fun. I think we have some really, really good young men that want to win, that want to do things the right way, and it's on us to hold them accountable to doing those things that way.
Willie, I want to ask you, Jimbo Fisher had issues with the facilities. What are Florida State's facilities? I've never been up to see him, so I'm being, like, sincere about this. What are the facilities like up there compared to other places?
I think we have some really nice facilities here, you ask me. You know, again, I can't compare it to Oregon because that's probably the best of the best out there. So I'm not gonna do that.
Right.
But we have really nice facilities and won a lot of football games here with our facility. So I'm happy with what we have, and we have everything we need to operate and to have our kids play at a high level. So I enjoy our facility. I like my office. Get a look out at Doak Campbell Stadium. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, Willie. All right, so you've been around the state, and you know what the rivalries in the state are. But Florida State UM, Florida State UF, you're jumping into some pretty big state rivalries coming up early next season.
Yeah, and something that you always wanted to be a part of. You know, growing up, you saw that every year, and saw how rowdy the fan base get behind it, and how important it was to every team. You know, those games are big time games that can make the difference in winning a championship or not. So I'm excited about it, and I think any coach worth his salt want to be in games like that. So can't wait to get started here with our guys and try to build this football team so that we continue our winning ways.
Coach, you open up all the different positions, including the quarterback position, or how do you treat that going into spring football? And I know you're not even close to being there, but how will you treat that?
Yeah, it's going to be open competition. You know, that's the beauty for me coming in, and I think it's fair to our players to open it up and make guys earn again what they want. You know, and I think as we recruit, you know, I recruit guys to come take our current guys' jobs, and it's on our current guys to keep their jobs. So we're going to open it up and let the best man win. We're going to have a highly competitive football team, and our guys going to understand that every single day they got to come and compete, because the guy behind them is good enough to take his job and will take his job. Well, will be allowed to take his job if he outperform him. So it's going to be wide open, and it's going to be fun because I think we have some highly competitive guys on this football team.
Coach, another follow-up to being back in the state. How about the recruiting in the state of Florida, especially down here, Dade, Broward, Palm Beach County? Like, how is it down here when you go to your recruiting page?
It's pretty neat, you know, getting back down there and seeing some familiar faces that you saw when you was here in the state before recruiting, and now you have a different logo. And I think now that we're here at Florida State, there's no more parade waving anymore. You know, you kind of get up to the front of the line and not in the back of the line. So, but it's fun. And at the end of the day, again, when it comes to recruiting, it's about relationships. So you got to build those relationships, and I'm looking forward to doing that.
Willie, you have a routine. I always like to ask coaches when they come to South Florida, and you go, all right, coach, you got a certain amount of schools and certain amount of time. Do you have a list of, like, schools you're like, all right, I got to hit these schools first if I'm on limited time? Do you have that list of guys that you got to get to?
Well, I think you go down and those relationships that you built, you want to get there and see those guys, those coaches, and I think you always go that way, you know. And I built a lot of relationship with coaches down there, so you want to get down and see them, and then try to see as many schools as you can. You know, you only limited the time, especially as a head coach, you only limit so much time out. So you try to be efficient in where you go, but make sure you're seeing the people that you built that relationship with, for sure.
Coach, we got something brand new tomorrow that we haven't had before, this early national signing day. How do you feel about it? First one out, is it important for you guys to get a lot of guys signed, or you're hoping guys don't sign so you have a little more time to work on them for February?
Well, I think in the situation that I'm in right now, you know, you like to get the guys that's committed to you signed, and
right.
For what I tried to do is get out and see all of those guys here before this period, so they'll know who the head coach and the vision and philosophy behind things, you know, and try to get those guys. And then the guys that you don't have on board, you would like to have, you hope they don't sign on the 20th with anybody and allow you to build those relationships for February. So it's a unique situation now with just coming in now and so many days before the early signing period. And like I said earlier, just tough. This game of recruiting is about relationship, and you just don't have as much time to build it. But
right.
A lot of times, again, the beauty for me, a lot of these kids here in the state I probably knew a while back, so that helps a little bit.
Coach, how important is it to get some of these early signings to get on campus as soon as possible? You know, we talked to Mark Richt a lot down here in Miami, and he talks about getting these kids in, you know, for that spring and get them in there in full, you know, full everything with the team beforehand. Is that going to be very important to you as well?
I think it helps. You know, I don't think it's the end all be, you know, but it helps. You know, you see a lot of freshmen playing, whether they come in early or some of them come in June. You know, nowadays these young men are so much more mature and developed and better coached than what they were before, and they have a chance to come in and play. You know, so. I think it's good to have them here early. They get to go through spring ball, not just spring ball, but they get spring training in the weight room, which helps them develop and all. And then you get to get a jump start on football, you know, to get 15 practice before you go to training camp is always good. So,
Coach, before we let you go, I got to ask you this, being a West Coast guy, Phil Knight and that Nike thing at Oregon, mm-hmm. Is it as nice and as unbelievable as everybody says it is with a guy with that kind of money?
It is unbelievable. Unbelievable. It is. It's the best of the best. And Phil Knight is a great man. And it was really, really nice being able to be around him and meet him and learn some things from him. You know, Phil, he does everything top-notch, you know, and when you go out there, that's the way it is, and they run the program that way as well.
Coach, it's great having you, man. We appreciate it. I know you're busy and you got a lot of stuff going on, so thanks for finding some time for us this morning. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
I appreciate you guys having me on, and have a great day if you want to, and go Noles.
We're going to have a great day. You know what? You can't mess it up. At 10 o'clock, we're done. We don't have to go out and do any recruiting or get anybody in shape, Coach, so we're good. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
All right. Willie Taggart.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.